Dr. Pinsky of Dictating a Female IME on Camille, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, Holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. Camille Holiday is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-21-13. Apparently she was due in care of an elderly patient. Apparently she asked the patient to turn towards her, and she bumped her hand, and she was about to fall off of the bed. Ms. Holiday did not want her to hit her on the... Can't read this. So she lowered the patient herself and the left side of her body. She heard a pop. Apparently she had left leg and lower back pain. She went to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of lower lumbar damage. She did undergo a series of injections, including 8 injections in 2022 with Dr. Paul. These provided her with temporary relief. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Holiday alleged she was supporting a falling patient on 9-21-13 and injured her low back with radiculopathy. She did receive orders approving settlement as listed on your cover letter to be inserted here. She has now filed a second reopener. Paragraph. On 9-21-13, she was seen by Dr. Wilson, complaining of lower back pain radiating down the left thigh. She was caring for a resident who rolled, and the patient caught her with her left leg to keep her from falling off the bed. She was diagnosed with lumbar back pain and muscle spasm for which she was prescribed medications. She was seen on 3-6-21 by nurse practitioner Andrews. She wrote, Ms. Holiday was excused from work through 3-9-21. She returned to this urgent care facility on 3-6-21. She complained she had an injury in 2013 and now her back flares up sometimes. And put the following back where it belongs in the 2013 area. On 9-24-13, she was seen by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. In follow-up, she denied much improvement. Percocet was too strong, so she was taking Motrin, Anaprox, and a muscle relaxant. Dr. Barrett referred her for a lumbar MRI. This evidently was done, but I am not in receipt of its actual report. She was seen on 10-8-13 by neurosurgeon Dr. Glass. He noted a history of right foot, open reduction, internal fixation. He referenced an MRI from 9-28-13 showing mild grade 1 antral asthesis at L5-S1, comma mild disc bulging annuli at L3-4 and L4-5, comma with multi-level spondylosis and multi-level facet arthropathy. He cleared her for modified activities and referred her for physical therapy. Period. She saw Dr. Glass 3-1-2-14. Period. At that time, she preferred to continue expectant management and a home exercise program. Period. She felt entirely capable of working in full duty and was authorized to do so. Period. In a paragraph after a gap in care, she saw Dr. Glass again on 1-19-15 with persistent symptoms. Period. He recommended a new lumbar MRI in light of the elapsed time interval since the prior study was done. Period. On 2-5-15. Scratch that. On 1-26-15, she did have a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Dr. Glass reviewed these results with her on 2-5-15. Period. On 3-16-15, he wrote correspondence after doing a side-by-side comparison of her two MRIs. Period. He wrote the new findings in comparison include development of slight anterolisthesis at L4-5 on the 2015 study and progression of the anterolisthesis at L5-S1, which has now progressed to advanced grade 1 anterolisthesis at L5-S1, rather than mild grade 1 anterolisthesis at that level. Period. On 3-19-15, he learned she had been treating with Dr. Pulser, who administered an injection. Period. She was scheduled for a second injection. Period. On 2-27-15, he performed a lumbar epidural injection. Period. On 3-27-15, he performed a facet joint injection. Period. Dr. Glass saw her again on 4-23-15 and again deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. The injections had significantly improved her symptoms. Period. New paragraph. She did undergo a permanency evaluation by Dr. Hausmann, Hausmann, on 11-13-15. Period. He offered, scratch that, he learned she was working for two employers at the time of the accident and was actually working 70 or more hours a week as a CNA. Period. She had now cut back due to the complaints. Period. He offered an assessment of 7.5% partial total for the lower back. Period. Of this, 3% was apportioned to the incident-related disability for the lumbar strain, and the remainder would be regardless of causal relationship. Period. In the paragraph on 5-24-18, she returned to Dr. Glass. Period. He then recommended dynamic lumbar spine x-rays. Period. These were done on 6-4-18. Period. It showed grade 1 anterolisthesis of L5 on S1 that does not show abnormal motion on flexion or extension. Period. On 6-4-18, she underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. On 6-12-18, Dr. Glass reviewed his results with her. Period. They discussed treatment options. Period. She wished to delay lumbar care while recovering from recent orthopedic surgery on her right shoulder. Period. In paragraph, Ms. Holliday saw Dr. Glass again on 2-7-19. Period. She had now recovered from right shoulder surgery by Dr. Illinger and requested additional care for her lumbar region. Period. She agreed to pursuing formal physical therapy and the potential for subsequent lumbar operative intervention. Period. On 3/19/19, she declined interventional treatment, so was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement once again. Period. New paragraph. After another gap in care, she was seen by Dr. Glass again on 3/12/21 for a need for treatment evaluation. Period. She denied any pain-free interval in her lumbar region, but was continuing to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He did recommend additional treatment, including a repeat lumbar MRI. Period. This was done on 9/7/21 to be inserted. Period. He reviewed these results with her on 9/9/21. Period. They again discussed possible treatment options. Period. She did not avail herself of any of them in a timely fashion, even at her next follow-up on 11/18/21. Period. Therapy provided no relief, so she wanted it discontinued. Period. She was going to follow up as needed. Period. She did return, this time on 8/2/22, with bilateral lumbar sacral back pain and bilateral lower extremity radicular pain to the feet. Period. There was numbness, paresthesias, and weakness in the left lower extremity. Period. She was currently working, although her pain remained quite significant. Period. She had quit using tobacco in 2020. Period. They again discussed treatment options that she would contemplate. Period. His diagnoses were low back pain with lumbar sacral radiculopathy and painful lumbar discogenic syndrome, comma, L5-S1 grade 1 atrial asthesis with broad herniation and stenosis, comma, superimposed L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, mild bulging and facet arthropathy. Period. New paragraph. His holiday infect was seen on 11/11/14 at Reliance Medical Group, Dr. Musara, M-U-S-A-R-R-A. Period. This was to review her laboratory studies. Period. She was going to return in 6 months. Period. On 8/3/15, she presented for a sick visit. Period. She was diagnosed with sinusitis and prescribed Zithromax and loratadine. Period. New paragraph. She was seen on 12/12/14 by pain management specialist Dr. Carr, C-A-R-R. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date and her response to it. Period. He opined she had exhausted conservative care, including physical therapy and medications. Period. He recommended a course of epidural injections. Period. As may have been stated above, she saw Dr. Pulser on 2/24/15. Pretty performed epidural injection on 2/27/15 and facet injection on 3/27/15. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Holliday did have an updated lumbar MRI on 6/4/18 compared to the study of 9/28/13. Appear this is to be inserted as well. Paired new paragraph on 1/10/20 sheet was reevaluated by Dr. Hosman. Period. He opined the changes in the lumbar spine were due to age-related progression of lumbar degenerative disc disease and spondylolisthesis. Appears she has not given up or reduced any activities. Appears the only thing she does is go to work each day. Period. He had no formal restrictions for her job duties. Period. He then offered 10% partial total disability, 3% would be incident related, and 7% would be regardless of causality. Period. New paragraph on 6/18/21. Petitioner's attorney sent correspondence to you requesting further authorized medical care. Period. She did have a repeat MRI on 9/7/21 to be inserted if not already done so. Period. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul on 1/6/22. Period. He treated her through 5/3/22 with lumbar epidural injections. Period. At that juncture, he did not recommend any further such injections. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement for interventional pain management. Period. On 1/13/22, she had lumbar flexion extension x-rays to be inserted here. Period. On 1/17/22, Dr. Paul performed an epidural injection. Period. On 2/21/22, he repeated this injection. Period. Facet injections were given on 3/21/22, and again on 4, an epidural again on 4/18/22. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she stated she could not lay on her back because it bothers her. Period. Extremities upper, she wore a sweatshirt, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower. Left plantar flexion was ratchet-like but 5/5 by manual muscle testing. Period. Strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Spine cervical. Active flexion was to 25 degrees and right side bending to 40 degrees. Period. When distracted, these were full. Period. Flexion, bilateral rotation, and left side bending were full without signs of discomfort. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 80 degrees. Period. She performed a full extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending. Period. There was global tenderness, palpation sparing only the right sciatic notch. In the absence of spasm, period. When laying supine, she began complaining of low back pain even before straight leg raise maneuvers were attempted. Period. She asserted she could not lie on her back. Period. Accordingly, these maneuvers were discontinued. Period. Her complaint of low back pain was with right hip internal rotation, and she offered it before this maneuver was even done. Period. She had positive axial loading and trunk torsion maneuvers for symptom magnification. Period. She would not cooperate with Huber's test to assess for this same phenomenon because she would not lay supine. Period. Impressions. On 9/21/13, Camille Holliday alleges to have been injured at work trying to support a falling patient. Period. She receive treatment and an order approving settlement on 8/5/16. Perrucci requested and received additional treatment afterwards. Another order approving settlement was issued on 5/22/20. Period Ms. Holliday then reopened her claim again and sought and received additional care. Period. Interestingly, when she saw Dr. Glass, he learned she was working for two employers at the time of the accident. Period. She stopped working for the respondent in the fall of 2016 and began working as a CNA with Spring Village in January 2017. Period. I've been informed that she also has a companion workers' compensation claim against a subsequent employer for a right shoulder injury on 10/1/17. Period. She has undergone two permanency evaluations by Dr. Hausman with slightly increased levels of impairment. Period. After that, she had a repeat MRI study that did not show substantive objective progression to a material degree, but it did show ongoing degenerative changes that comport with her age. Period. New paragraph, current exam, found her to be unwilling to lay supine for any length of time. Period. She had positive axial loading and torsion maneuvers. Period. She would not participate in Hoover tests since she did not want to lay supine. Period. Straight leg raise maneuvers could not actually be performed due to her complaints of pain. Period. She had global tenors, palpation sparing only the right sciatic notch. Period. She was able to walk on her heels and toes and did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. In my estimation, there is no increase in the permanency levels given by Dr. Hausman, particularly the second time. Period. There is no increase in the components that led to her prior orders approving settlement. Period. This process would occur and be seen on serial MRI studies, but the simple passage of time, regardless of the subject event. Period. She has been able to continue working as a CNA, stating her former employer sold the business. Period. She does not take any prescription pain medication. Period. Despite the passage of time and no substantive objective worsening of her condition, she reports her symptoms are worse than when they first began 9 years ago. Period. This does not follow the typical recovery process and suggests some underlying psychosocial issues. Period. And